We're up to Simon Ayin Reish Beis, and we'll be doing the first three Seifim. Sif Aleph Ein Mekachim Al Yayin She Reicho Ra, Af Al Gav De Reicho V'Tamrei Chamra. You're not allowed to make Kiddush on wine that has a bad smell, even though it smells and tastes like wine and not vinegar. Nevertheless, it is not kosher for Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins, this is even if you have no other wine, and if you used it, you're not Yotze B'Dieved. With regard to Havdalah, Rabbi Kiva Eger is mistapek, and the Mishnah Berurah's Hachra is Lahachmir, because he says that the reason is because of Hakriveu Nolefecho Secho, it's inappropriate for doing any mitzvah on, so it's not going to help for Havdalah either. Now, why is it that, where did it get its smell from? So the Mishnah Berurah says it was sitting in a keli that had a bottle or something that had absorbed the bad smell from something else, and then that got transferred to the wine itself. Further, velo al yayin megula, and not on wine that was left uncovered, afilu ha idna de lo kaptinan agilui. Even nowadays, that yayin megulim is not problematic. Now, what is this all about? The Mishnah tells us that there's a halacha of mayim yayin and cholav megula, that wine or water or milk that was left out overnight cannot be drunk, and the Torah adds other liquids as well, because we're afraid that a snake could have drunk from it and left some poison in it. La halacha we paskin, that in a place where snakes are uncommon, one is allowed to drink wine, water, or milk that were left overnight. Nevertheless, the Mechaber says that it is possible for Kiddush. What's the reason? The reason is because when it stays out for a long time, the wine loses a lot of its flavor. Now, la halacha, we paskin that you should not leave the wine uncovered even for a short amount of time because the wine is not as good. As a result of that, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Chayyadam, that if you left the wine open for a little bit of time, but it was sitting there and you didn't make Kiddush, then you should not drink it unless wine is very expensive and you really don't want to not use this for Kiddush. But if wine is not so expensive, he says that even if it was just sitting for a little while. The poskim talk about the question of what do you do about the arba kosis, I mean, especially the second kos, where it sits out at the Seder, it sits out there for a very long time, and only then do we drink it. What do you do with that? Why should that not be possible? So it's obvious that the amount of time that you're doing the mitzvah, during the time that you're doing the mitzvah over the kos, that does not take away from your kos being good enough to make a bracha on. The same thing in making kiddush. There's no halacha that you should quickly make kiddush so that your wine doesn't become pugum. I have heard from wine experts today that because of the sulfites that they put in wine as preservatives, it's actually better for the wine to sit out there, sometimes up to a half hour, to allow them to oxidize, so that what you're left with is actually pure wine. It's only past the half hour that they say that the taste starts deteriorating. Now, the Mechaberet said in the beginning, wine that doesn't smell good, you should not make Kiddush on. The Mishnah Berurah actually leaves it as a tzorech iyun. If the flavor that it got was actually from something that was in the bottle beforehand, meaning, let's say you had some bad wine in the bottle or in the cask, and then you put this wine in it and it got the smell from the other thing, it can be that it's not as bad as simply you had a cask that, because it was fermenting or something, the cask itself was not doing well, it ruined your wine. He leaves that as a tzarechian though. Sif Beis, Yayin Migito Mekatshim Alav, fresh wine. Yayin Migito means grape juice. If you let wine sit for 40 days and ferment, then it's wine. Until that point, it's considered Yayin Migito. So in terms of terminology, in Chazal, grape juice is called Yayin Migito. Wine that was allowed to ferment for 40 days is called Yayin Yoshon. So Mekatshim al Yayin, excuse me, Yayin Migito Mekatshim alav, grape juice you can use. V'sochet adam eshkol shalanovim v'omer lav kiddush hayom. In fact, it could be freshly squeezed grape juice where you just squeezed out the grapes. That's good enough to make kiddush on. However, there's a mitzvah min amufkar to use yayin yoshin, to use wine as opposed to grape juice. Siv Gimel Makachim Al Yayin Shabapiachovis Afal Pishieshbo Kamachim. Wine at the very top of the barrel often has these little white dots in it. It looks like flour. You're allowed to use that for Kiddush. If it actually formed a film on top, you shouldn't use it. But if you remove the film, then it's all right. Hagov yesh osim lekadosh olav el yisanenu l'chila l'havar ha'kmochin. The Rambam brings a daya that you would have to strain it. You should get rid of these little white dots. Val yayin shebeshuli achavetz avol b'shiyesh bo shmarim. And wine from the bottle of the barrel that actually has the solidified, the crystallized citric acid, where that's not meshubach, nevertheless, you're allowed to make kiddush on it. Vayayin shocher, black wine. Valyayin motok, or sweet wine, whether it is that it got sweetened because the grapes are naturally sweet, or it got sweetened by the sun. Valyayin dereche chol of etalatame chamra, wine that has a vinegar kind of smell, but it tastes like wine. Mikol moko mitzvah livror yayin tov lekadosh olav. You should nevertheless find the best wine you can. I mean, in other words, it should be good. So he says you shouldn't just take out a bottle of wine or go down to your cellar and take some wine. You should really examine it first to make sure that it really tastes good. So say you have an open bottle of wine which may have gotten spoiled. Don't go use it before smelling it and making sure that it smells fine.